Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
We got a concert that is happening tomorrow, so if you are free for tomorrow night, put this on your agenda. I have Aaron and Nelson Diaz here to tell you a little bit more about it, as Aaron is the star of the show tomorrow. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Hi, Nelson.
Hello, Lindsay.
So we've got a husband and wife team right here, however you like to be called, the manager.
Right. Either way works.
So tell me what we're going to be seeing tomorrow. I guess let's start with your background and you sing tap dance. Tell me what it is that you do, Aaron.
Absolutely. Well, Letters from Home started now 8 years ago at the suggestion of my father, Pat Dearth, who was a United States Coast Guard veteran. Okay. And we were sitting around Sunday night dinner, and he said, "You've got to do something for veterans," and started getting out all of his old records. So we started listening to all the 40s music, and we started doing performances for the Flights of Honor, which was a really cool organization. I don't know if you guys have some up here, but they take World War II vets and now Vietnam vets and Korea vets to their memorials and things like that. So we started performing for them, and then we got some national gigs, and then all of a sudden we just started performing all over the place, doing 1940s, singing, tap dancing, and all sorts of music.
Now you just threw a lot at me, so I'm going to slow down just a second here, just to give everyone that's listening, I guess, how I got in connection with you. Two different ways. A press release came through for the show that you're doing tomorrow. However, I was at a local American Legion, the Three Oaks Legion, and they were just thrilled that you were going to be here. And I know that you have a lot of people over that way that are very much looking forward to the show tomorrow. So I got the full rundown all about you, and they also showed me some of the videos that you have as well.
Awesome.
So where can we, I guess, get a small clip of what we're going to be able to see live tomorrow? Where can we keep up with you, learn more about you?
Sure. If you go to lettersfromhomesingers.com, you'll see a lot of our different video clips. You can see some of our upcoming tour dates. We are in all 50 states and overseas as of next year, too. So You never know where we're going to be.
Tell me that website one more time.
Lettersfromhomesingers.com.
Okay. Now, how long have you been singing?
Since I was born.
Okay. What about, just curious, what about dancing?
I started tap dancing when I was 3.
Okay.
I went to go see a production of the 12 Dancing Princesses with my grandparents, and upon leaving, I informed them that I was going to be a dancer and have my own theater company. And
now,
that's what I do.
Where are you from?
I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Now, we kind of joked a little bit before the interview. You are currently on the road right now on your tour, so you are homeless.
Yes. I prefer to say gypsies.
However, you bounce everywhere. Do you have like a what is it? The tour bus that you take around? How does that
work?
We
have a truck and a trailer.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it. Well, we fit a lot into a little bit of space.
Very cool. Because if you are you open for taking bookings? How does that work?
Yeah, we are. You usually have to book about a year in advance at this point, just because we're pretty booked up. But We do a lot of stuff for VA hospitals, VFWs. We do theaters. We do air shows. We also do a lot of big concerts with our full piece band. So we've got a big band for the 1940s concerts. We just started doing some really fun Vietnam shows. We have a smaller band for that. And you never know what you're going to get.
Were you passionate about doing this because of your dad, or was there additional stories along the way? And I'm sure not only that, but then seeing a lot of these people you perform for also must be pretty inspiring as well.
It is so inspiring. Actually, I do sing and tap dance. That's technically what I do. But I always tell everyone that's kind of just the means to the end, because what we're doing as a whole is just honoring veterans, making them feel special, making sure that they know that they're remembered sometimes in their twilight. Mm-hmm. And also for the younger generation, bringing this music to them for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's really special to see some of the teenagers and stuff get into this music. And it's fun. We talk about the history of the USO. We talk about how it plays played a part in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all the way through today. And it's just still relevant today. And just that patriotism is something that we're trying to truly revive everywhere we go.
Now, this might be a silly question because I'm sure you could list an entire amount of songs, but some of the popular songs that we might hear you sing and perform to, can you list some of those?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely be doing some Sentimental Journey, some Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Live Until I Die, The White Cliffs of Dover. We've got some nice renditions of God Bless the USA, Hit Me with a Hot Note. We've got an original song that Nelson wrote called Caped Crusader, but it's in the style of the 40s, which is really fun. So it still keeps that genre alive and that real true show style alive.
So this must be an interesting dynamic here. Were you always musical as well, or did you become musical when you met?
No, I was an engineer. I married into entertainment.
And it seems to be going well, considering you're now writing music.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. So not only are we doing the performance, but are we playing the part? Tell me what it is that you, how you dress. Is there costuming involved?
Oh, yeah. Or? We're always 1940s vintage style. We've always got the curls. The red lipstick is a staple of the show. It usually ends up on several of our audience members. And if you're in the audience, make sure you're prepared to be involved, because we love having people involved. We pull them up on stage, or we have them sing along, or nice. We'll go down and kiss some of the World War II guys on the cheek. It's really fun.
Love it. I'm sure they love that as well too.
Absolutely.
Have you learned how to do the makeup for her yet, Nelson?
Oh, no. I stay away from that department.
My partner, Courtney Groves, this show that's going to be tomorrow is America's Bombshell Duo, and we're going to be doing a lot of the Andrews sisters, Nicholas brothers, Vera Lynn and Rosemary Clooney, things like that. So we do a lot of the famous old duos of the past, which is really fun, and she's the hair and makeup specialist of all of us.
Perfect. Well, let's talk about the show tomorrow. So how much does it cost to attend?
It costs a very, very awesome price of $0.
Perfect. So this is a free show.
It is. We want everyone to come and enjoy the music.
Yeah, this is happening at the New Buffalo Memorial Park in New Buffalo, obviously, 7 to 9. So you're putting on a two-hour show.
We are.
So you already said it's going to be the two of you. Anyone else? Or tell me how the setup is going to be.
Just the people that come in the audience that end up on stage.
Yep.
No, but it's just the two of us, and we'll be doing a lot of different music from 1940s all the way through today, tomorrow. Tomorrow. That sounded funny. Yeah. And it's going to be very much like you've gone to a USO show in the 40s. Okay. So if you can imagine sitting there overseas waiting for good old classic fun.
So this is something I think that a lot of veterans will like to attend. But as you said previously, whether you lived in that or you were familiar with that time period of music in some kind of way, or you're a teenager, bring them along. Bring your kids along.
Please.
Introduce them to this and let them know what it means and what they're seeing, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's great because the younger generation is hearing this music for the first time. We performed at a high school, and a kid came over to me, and she had her iPad out, and she said, what's that new song you were singing, Boogie Something, Boogie Something? I said, well, it's actually from 1943.
Yeah.
And she said, what? And so it's really great to have them not only experience the music, but feel the patriotism. Because as you know, in so much media and so much things that you hear and get influenced by, there's just so much negativity out there about our country. And politics and patriotism are two very separate things.
Yeah.
And we are very, very patriotic. And we never bring politics into the show because it has nothing to do with being patriotic and loving your country. And so it's really neat to see the younger generation getting excited about being an American again, because we talk about it in a very positive way.
Well, speaking of, 4th of July is very, very close. Do you have huge plans for that? What do you do for that week?
We have some huge plans in the making, but we're going to be headed home from a tour in California. So, yeah.
You're all over the place. How did you end up here? I guess, tell me how you're passionate about Southwest Michigan, how you ended up
I
here.
Love Michigan. let's see. The first time we came to Three Oaks was for Mike Shannon, who you were just talking about.
Yep, the Flag Day Parade.
Yep, at the Flag Day Parade.
So mark that down. You've been in that before. You won't be there this weekend. However, that's a big, big thing here. The Three Oaks Flag Day Parade is happening on Sunday, and you can get prepped for that by going to see Aaron tomorrow in New Buffalo.
That's right.
Because we are getting really close on time, and I would like for you to sing, if you don't mind, before we do a really quick recap of everything we just discussed. Do you mind?
Of course.
Singing a song?
You know what we're going to do tomorrow? What? We're gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Now, did you train yourself to get that? You really do have the 40 sound. How did you acquire that? How did you practice that?
It's fun. I guess I was born with it. I was definitely born in the wrong generation. So I've always had that 1940s style about myself since I was a kid, so it just kind of came.
Very fun style, very fun voice, and then of course the message and the reason that you do this is what makes it so significant. So you call this Letters from Home, and we're going to see the, tell me the name of the duo.
America's Bombshell Duo. It's myself and Courtney Groves.
Okay, this is going to be tomorrow, so mark this down again, 7 to 9. It would be perfect to just go grab dinner and then head out to the concert completely free. They're calling it Music in the Park, so New Buffalo Memorial Park in, of course, New Buffalo. And you're going to get to see Aaron. And where can, I guess, we keep up with additional shows or learn more about you? What might you suggest?
We love our Facebook page. We try to update that as much as possible. So we'll probably be posting some pictures from tomorrow night's concert. That's Letters from Home Singers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then our website, of course, is still lettersfromhomesingers.com.
Okay. Well, I know that we haven't introduced, but we have to say thank you to the man that's giving you a home while you're here. Who is this?
This is our good friend, Roger Batten. He actually has an amazing, amazing company. Called Indigan Storytellers as well, and he's a person you should have on the radio someday.
All right, let's talk. All right, so thank you so much, and I will see you tomorrow in New Buffalo, guys.
Sounds great.
Bye-bye. Got Something to Say with Lindsay K, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay K from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.